rural Ireland in particular feels neglected, feel that they're not getting concrete provision in terms of jobs. So there's a lot of anger here in terms of the fact that quite a number of civil servants were taken from this town and moved on to Ballina. That's something that hasn't happened before, and it was a useful resource here in terms of people working here and salaries coming in to sustain the retail and the business side of the town. So that has irked, and Conor Gold's move as well hasn't helped in terms of the economy of Tobercurry. So there is a need to try and do concrete things for rural Ireland. I think decentralisation on a steady basis, in my view, should be looked at again. It has worked historically in areas across the country where 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago a particular unit would have been decentralised, and it's worked fine. And it's something that could be used as an anchor for towns like Tobercurry to develop, but also industry, and we have to really work to try and bring industry to the regions.
One of the issues, and you've mentioned it there, that many of the businessmen I heard you speaking to today is what can be done to rejuvenate small rural towns like Tobercurry. What can be done?
Well, I think one would be, as I mentioned, a small phase of decentralisation would be a big help. I think broadband access is a key, because the nature of the economy is changing. So if you had proper broadband access, you would enable small companies to develop here. And also individuals could get work with multinationals, but could be based at home. Many multinationals now want to employ people from their homes, particularly in the technology area. But that depends on access to high-speed broadband.
Is there almost a mentality amongst young people in rural Ireland now that they don't see themselves here? They see themselves in places like Dublin or abroad, because before Ireland Project 2040 was launched in Sligo, actually within the Sligo IT, and I spoke to dozens of students, and none of them told me that they see their future here in the northwest or rural Ireland. Is that very concerning?
It is, and that's a European feature. It's a feature all over the world, actually, migration to cities. But that said, then, the quality of life in the cities is proving problematic. So in the early days of your youth, if you like, in the early 20s, the cities can be an attractive place. But then when people want to settle down, buy a house, rent a house even, the challenges in emerging cities, we have huge problems at the moment in terms of the cost of rent in Dublin, Cork, Galway, Waterford. You know, these are big issues. And so there is an argument to be made, particularly since we've developed a motorway system. Your access now to Dublin and back isn't a huge exercise anymore. And so therefore, there is, I think, an argument to be put that the quality of life in rural Ireland is far superior in many respects, and that people need to be to take that on board. And I think if quality employment was provided, I think you would at least slow down some of that migration, or get reverse migration from the cities back out to rural areas. Because when I say rural areas, I mean they're not that rural anymore, but areas outside of cities, if you like, and towns that are some distance from cities, because the quality of life is superb. The community, speaking to the manager or the owner of Supervalue, you know, that whole idea of community engagement through the sporting clubs, that matters in Irish society, and it's a valuable thing. And we are in danger of losing it if we don't do concrete things. So the other concrete thing we could do, I think we need to move with substantial supports for bringing back living over shops in rural towns to support the refurbishment of buildings into family units or into housing units, which would help people to come back into towns and live, and then nurture and grow communities then in those towns.